This is huge. This region is insanely beautiful. And to keep dams, all the infrastructure that come along with the dams, the power lines, the roads, out of this pristine and untouched area, this is a tremendous victory.
This project would have impacted two rivers. Can you describe what this area is like?
The two rivers that the dam building company we're proposing to build the dams on are located in central Patagonia, southern Chile. The Baker is fed by the northern ice cap of Chile. It's this tremendous ice cap. It flows into the second largest lake in South America. And then the Baker is the river that drains that lake all the way to the sea. It flows at a rate of about 50,000 CFS.
So they're huge rivers.
They're huge. You can drink the water out of them. This area has been cut off from the rest of the world until about 1990. The first road was put into the small town of Cochrane, where our story began.
So tell me a little bit about Rios to Rivers. It's an Aspen-born nonprofit. What was the mission from the beginning, and has that sort of changed as this dam project has evolved?
Well, 3 years ago, I knew very little about this subject. A friend of mine, Chris Hassett, and I decided to float down the river and just see what it was like and potentially float it for the last time. This project was imminent and the dams were about to be built. We ran into a group of young Chilean kayakers. There's a club that a couple founded 15 years ago that teaches kids to kayak on the Baker River. I realized this was an amazing story to be told and made a film about the kids and the love for the river. In the process of doing so, we realized that they're some of the best spokespersons for the rivers, but they'd never seen a dam before in their lives.
Since then, how have things changed?
The goal from the beginning of Rios to Rivers was to give the young Chilean kids from Cochrane, Patagonia, Chile, the opportunity to experience the Grand Canyon and learn about the history of its successful protection, and also see what the Grand Canyon guide industry is like. These kids are poised to be some of the best spokespersons. We really saw a need to work with the local communities. The fight to protect the rivers has been mostly based in Santiago, about 1,100 miles to the north of Aysén, where these kids are located. And a lot of the local communities feel left out. Santiago has all the education, the great hospitals, and down in the south, where the dam building project had gained traction in support, was it was going to bring a lot of jobs to the region and develop the infrastructure. It's all dirt roads down there. We saw a need to work with the local communities and with the youth to give them the opportunity to really see what building a dam means.
I read that Rios to Rivers also worked to establish parts of Patagonia as UNESCO World Heritage Sites.
We are currently working with the center on promoting the idea that these rivers need to have more permanent protection and promoting the idea that the Constitution of Chile needs to be changed and the water rights need to be put back into the hands of the people.
Thanks, Weston.
Thank you, Marcy.